You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Look, we've known for a while that some of the policies were ineffective and just did not make sense. And so everyone had been anticipating that some of the policies would go. I mean, the Radio New Zealand, TV New Zealand merger, it was still unclear what was the problem you were trying to solve. Even this far down the track, even $10 million later in costs and getting to this point, everyone, apart from the government, was still trying to figure out what was the problem you were trying to solve. And so it wasn't a surprise at all, and certainly wasn't a surprise politically with the polls and with the falling out of favour of this government that they were going to need to do things politically to try and chart a different course. So I think there was some expectation they were going to do this.
Now, quickly on the merger being dropped, as this obviously is quite a large policy and a big announcement, I understand you were opposed to the merger and National said they would repeal it. Is there any alternative model that you would like to see? Is the funding given to NZ On Air and RNZ enough, or is that a bit of a band-aid fix?
Well, I think it still comes back to the initial question, what is the problem you're trying to fix? And I think until you've defined the problem, it's sort of getting in front of yourself to come up with solutions. So I think this would need to go back to the drawing board, if at all, if it is the most important and pressing thing for New Zealanders at the moment. Because, you know, I suspect cost of living, and all the polls tell us, it's cost of living that's worrying New Zealanders at the moment. And that $10 million that was spent on progressing the Radio New Zealand, even New Zealand merger, could well have gone into better places and remedied and alleviated some of that hurt.
Now, as true as it might be that some of these announcements were projected by many ahead of this week, do you stand by previous National Party statements about there being a new leader but the same old ideas, given that this is quite a large change in policy?
Oh, the majority of their platform is intact. I mean, what's happening to polytechnics? Well, we know they're significantly going backwards. That policy's intact. $486 million of health reforms dwarfs the Radio New Zealand, TV New Zealand merger. That's still intact. So, no, some of the dumb stuff with this government is continuing to progress. And why would it not? Because Chris Hipkins was part of the government, a key part of the government that gave birth to some of these silly ideas. So he's not about to chuck them away because some of them were his. So, no, there are certainly some changes, but the majority of the government's ideological program is still intact. And furthermore, even though it's some of them have been stopped, some have just been paused, and a deep suspicion that this is a pause for political and electoral convenience, and that if they have the opportunity, they'll bring them back to life.
Do you think it's fair to say that policies are being hidden if that's really like the only way that things could be changed? I mean, what would Labour have to do for you to really believe that they have changed their platform?
For this to be believable, that things weren't just being put on hold for a future time, they should do as Jacinda Ardern did with the capital gains tax. Take it off the table completely while she was the Prime Minister. That's the sort of definitive statement to make.
And you would like to see that happen with some of these policies that possibly were delayed, such as the income insurance scheme?
New Zealanders want to see a definitive statement. They want to know whether they can trust this government to pause permanently or bring up at a later date some of the policies, like Three Waters, which they're now pausing, and the jobs tax, whether or not this is still in their thinking in a potential future government. They want a definitive statement, in or out.
On Three Waters, you say it's now being paused. My understanding is that what they announced essentially on Three Waters was a future announcement. Do you think that this means that it's being paused, or is it likely to just have some kind of change to the platform?
Well, listen to what you've just said here, an announcement for a future announcement. This is part of the pattern of this government, announcements for announcements, and New Zealanders have grown tired of it. Fundamentally, we can't trust them. I don't trust them, and we're deeply suspicious that Three Waters, muchly in its current form, will still be progressing under this government and in the potential future government.
Now, I want to move on to the minimum wage announcements, as obviously this is something that affects quite a number of people, employers and employees alike. First of all, what is your stance on the minimum wage, and why might you not support it being raised as high as it was?
Right. So we support a minimum wage increase, and in fact, in our hands, the minimum wage went up every single year. But it's a very fine balancing act. It's a fine balancing act between supporting cost of living and potentially removing jobs because the minimum wage goes up too high, too much. It's a very fine balancing act, and we don't think the government's got that right. We support a minimum, we support a modest increase in the minimum wage, but we think this has gone too far, and as businesses are telling us, that this will actually cost jobs. So we don't think that the proposal that they have is actually going to, on net, advantage New Zealanders at all.
How much would you have liked to see it be raised?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we know it needs to be raised because of the disaster that is the cost of living, but we don't have all the information that the government has to hand. And so what we would do is take advice from officials, form a threshold analysis that looks at the impact of various increases in the minimum wage on job creation and job retention, and also what any impact it might have on inflation, and then we'd be able to make a decision. But we're in no doubt that we would increase the minimum wage, but just not as much as this government has.
So you say you would have taken advice from officials. The government said in the same announcement that Treasury advised them that this $1.5 increase to the minimum wage would have had extremely little inflationary impact. Do you think that the advice you would have gotten would have been different, or is there some degree to which you believe the Labour Party is ignoring advice and not really telling people?
Look, we don't know what we don't know, and we don't have all the advice from officials that the government has from officials. So I can't say what advice they're choosing to cherry pick and what advice they're choosing not to, because we just don't know. But therein lies the issue. We don't have all the information that the government does.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.